This is Carolyn Evers, my friends, and I'm here today to wish all of you a very joyful Christmas in your heart, a joyful Christmas that you share with other people, a joyful Christmas because it is the time of the year, not only when the Christ child came 2,000 years ago, but when the Christ child also comes within our hearts now, if you allow it. And so, if you've listened to my last several shows, you realize that I've done a little bit of Christmas each time. And since this is the last opportunity that I have to share these things with you before Christmas, I want to start out the show by talking again a little bit about this most remarkable time of the year when all of us get together and there is love in our hearts and we only think of the other person, how we can please them. That's what a present is, isn't it? It is something from you to someone else that you know pleases them. No one gives a present if they know it will not please the other person. And so that, my friends, is the wonderful thought and feeling and sense that we have this time of year, that we are opening up ourselves to those that we love and we give them something that pleases them. It might be just a sentiment from the heart. There might not be the finances to worry about shopping, worrying about putting a lot of presents under the Christmas tree. They're material things, my friends, and if you wish to give it and people receive joy in it, why not? But also, don't forget that there is a substance here. There is an energy here that you must awaken. There is a present from God because God sent Yeshua, or Jesus, whatever name you know of him, into the world. The teacher came 2,000 years ago, and the teacher is still speaking within our hearts if we open our hearts to him. And so, on one of our conference calls a couple weeks back, the Christ child came to all of those who were on the conference call with them, with me, and the essence of the Christ child came into our hearts where it resides, the child, the blessing is in our hearts. And if we only look within, we can actually see the glow of the Christ child. And if you are there listening to my voice, whether it is live or whether you are listening to the archive, I will take a moment now and transfer the essence of the Christ child into your heart if you are willing and desirous to receive this. Yeshua was here 2,000 years ago in physical form, but he is here right now in the etheric form. And it is that spiritual setting that allows his essence to move into your heart. And that is what I wish to share with you on many levels. The child within your heart, the child that was born of Mary 2,000 years ago. And so you can be the witness if you so choose. You know those qualities that the Christ child brought, that was not only within the Christ child, but within the man. Compassion, love, desires to bring forth the truth, desires to heal, desires to make your journey lighter, full of joy. That is what we can emulate now. We live at a time when so many things around us are in tatters, so to speak. We're not recognizing what is around us, because it is not in the form of love. It is not in the form of light. And some of the things frighten us. And I won't go into that because I don't want to dwell on that. What is important today is the message of love. And so, for a moment, go within. Know that His essence is on the vibrational waves of my voice. Be willing to accept Him. And if you have, and you can look within your heart, and you can see that, you will see the Christ child there as I see Him within my heart. And if you can't see within your body, then feel the love that the Christ child imparts into your heart. And if you can't feel that and see the pink energy of His love, then intuit it, my friends, because as surely as He walked on the surface of the earth 2,000 years ago, He is within your heart at this moment, if you so welcome Him. And as He was on my last Sunday show, Yeshua is here again with me. And I want to share some things with you, because I had been to Israel. I had walked in many of His places where He had walked while He lived there. And I wanted to tell you a little bit as to what I perceived when I was there. And if Yeshua so wishes to join us, He can comment on it, because He is here standing by my side. There were so many wondrous things there. It was a wondrous journey for me. And I'm going to start with the hill where they believed that the shepherds were tending their sheep. It seems like an appropriate place to start, does it not? I'd like to describe for you a little bit as to what it looked like. It's not really a mountain in the back, but I would say it's a large hill. And it is a very wide hill. The slope is gently rolling down to the bottom of what I would say seems to be a long, gradual movement until it gets down to the very bottom, which is a long way to see. There's a church there today that commemorates the spot, but I want to look beyond that. I want to imagine what it was like that first night. When I was there, it was rather warm. I could see where at night it might become cooler. The slope was green grass at the moment. I'm not sure what it was like there 2,000 years ago. I'm not sure if it was cold, but I can say this. The shepherds who were on that hill tending their sheep would have had a wide panorama of the sky and the slope down at the bottom of the hill. It would have been a remarkable large-scale stage that the angels would have been performing upon, because if you stood on that hill, you would have seen this remarkable scene of all of the angels who were coming with their music. And that is how these angels were, my friends. They moved to the grace of the vibration of music, and they were singing. Because indeed, this was a joyful day, a joyful night. This magnificent being who came only to preach love had been born. And now, Yeshua is interested in telling you a few words about that night. And as I am tuning in to Him, He is showing me a little box, which He says is a gift for you. And he is opening that box, and out of the box, there comes a dove. He wants you to concentrate on the dove because it is the dove of peace. And he is saying, my dearly beloveds, there is so much around you today that is not peaceful. This is my peace. I give it to you willingly and full of love. When you feel troubled, think of this gift. And he is sending it to each and every one of you. And what I am seeing is those who have accepted the Christ child within their hearts, the dove, the gift of peace, is flying into your heart also. He says, the shepherds were hardworking people. They had such little with the taxes that the Romans and their government had foisted upon them and what they had to pay to the religious temple. There was such little left. It was a harsh life. Those who had flocks would have been scanty flocks. You consider flocks of sheep today as large farms with many sheep, but back in those days, he is saying, if a family had three or four sheep, they counted their blessings. And many times, what was available to them was taken from them. It was harsh times. The people felt desolate, alone. They looked for their Messiah. And even today, some of them do not feel that their Messiah ever came. But I was there, and I am here if they would but open their eyes and look for me. I am within their company, within their midst, and I could be within their hearts also. And so there was a wondrous feeling that day when I saw that hill. And now I would like to move to another spot that perhaps was one of my favorite spots when I was in Israel. And that was the place, the hill of the Beatitudes. There's a church there also. But if you move beyond the church and look down, it is a very steep, steep hill there. And if you have a little bit of imagination, you could see Yeshua standing at the top of the hill and all of the many people below listening to his words. And even though there was a great distance, the hill is shaped in such a curve that it is almost like an amphitheater. The voice travels over the air down to those below. That is what is so extraordinary about that place. That if you're standing below and someone is standing at the top, you can hear them. And so the crowd was hushed, listening to Yeshua's words of peace and of encouragement. Now, there are two places in the Bible that speaks of where Yeshua fed the crowd. And there is one place that is acknowledged that he fed the crowd. And then there is another place that calls it a remote spot. This, my friends, was the remote spot, the 7 loaves and 2 fishes. That he divided and fed this mammoth crowd that sat at his feet. The place is such a peaceful place. And so many pilgrims come, pious, full of love, and you can feel that too. There is a garden there. And as I look at the pictures on the internet, and the pictures that I brought back, I can only say all I have to do is think of that place and feel the peace and the beauty of what was there. And I can imagine again all of those people sitting at his feet, listening to the words of peace and love. And I would encourage you, if you don't know the Beatitudes, search the Beatitudes on the internet or in a book and read them. Read them as Yeshua's Christmas gift to you, because indeed the words are as beautiful now as they were 2,000 years ago. I will continue with this for a little longer, because I do want to share a couple of places with you, so just hold the call for just a little bit longer. I want to take you to another place in the Jordan River, where Yeshua, it is believed that he was baptized. And it is another place that is so peaceful. You can imagine him standing there. Close to the shore, the water is maybe knee-high. As you go out to the deeper part, the water is probably as high as your chest. And many people go there and emulate that moment when Yeshua was baptized. And they bring their own ministers, or if they are people who believe in the esoteric sciences, they have a different kind of minister that goes with them, and they baptize people there. And as I was waiting for my time to be baptized, I looked down at my feet. The water's very clear there. You can see down to the sand as you stand on it. And I could see the little fishes all kind of swimming around my legs, bumping into my toes. As I waited my turn, it was a dear and special moment. The shore is sandy there, so when you come in and out of the water, you walk along the sand before you get into the water, and I was thinking of Yeshua walking into the water and demonstrating the baptism of light, the baptism of energy that he was receiving from all there is. And he wishes to send you a little message. He's kind of standing at my elbow pulling on my sleeve, so I can take a moment and transfer to you this message. And he is saying, in honor of that moment, clear your heart in a baptism of sorts. And for a moment, think of all of those who might have hurt you in some way, and find it within your heart to forgive them. Send your love and forgiveness to all of those who somehow have slighted you, who somehow have hurt you, who somehow have closed your heart to love. Forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. And in the same breath, he says, for those who you have hurt, for those who you have slighted in some fashion, knowingly or unknowingly, beg their forgiveness. And he is saying, you do this mentally. You send the message to their soul. And when that person is ready to accept your plea for forgiveness, they will forgive you also. And Yeshua is saying, start this next year that is coming up with the grace and the ease of forgiving all and knowing you are forgiven also. Start this new year with the gift of my love, with the gift of my peace, within your heart. This will be an exciting year if you allow it. And he is suggesting tune into the show next year. He will have special information for you because, again, we are walking through gateways. And these gateways are bringing an excitement of energy that is building up to the year 2012. And he will announce on my shows the different energy waves and how it affects the world on this countdown to 2012. And he is saying, may the excitement build up because of what that year will bring. And as we do the shows, Yeshua will reveal more and more of the excitement of the countdown to that moment. And the last thing he will say about that is, this is a galactic fulfillment of the purpose of ascension. And it occurs the end of December 2012. And he is saying we will also have a website that will bring this energy and information to you. And may it grow in your heart the expectancy, because I will come again, he says. I will come again, not just in the essence of my energy, but I will come in the physicality of the child once more. And so, my friends, that is Yeshua's Christmas message to each and every one of you. Whether you listen to it live now or whether you listen to it in the archives. And so, my friends, now you can call in to us at BBS Radio, 877-876-5227. And maybe you have a Christmas story. Call me with your Christmas story. Call me with how the sights and sounds of Christmas are affecting you. Call me with your joy. And if you're not feeling joyful, call me anyway, because maybe we can change that. There are people there who are sorrowing. And Yeshua was always the one who wished to bind the wounds, who wished to turn sorrow into joy. And if you have no joy today, call in and let us see what Yeshua can do to heal that. The number here, my friends, is 877-876-5227. If you're calling from Canada, it is 888-815-9750. And I would like to remind all of you again to say a prayer deep in your heart, those who run BBS Radio. They work very hard to bring all of the many wonderful shows that you hear on this internet station. Many wonderful people are working here in your behalf. So send your blessings to them. Send from your heart encouragement also. Send your love. It will be greatly appreciated. And so until you think of a story that you wish to share, I will describe for you another event. There had been so many incredibly wonderful places that I had visited when I was in Israel. And one of the places that we stopped was Bethlehem, the church there where it is said that the Christ child was born. And you might have seen pictures of this if you haven't been there personally. It is a very large church, actually. And it is interesting how it has changed over the years. Very old, very ancient. And it's a considerable walk from the front door to the back, where there is a depression in the floor, and you actually walk down several steps to get down to the place where it is held that Yeshua was born. In the church proper, before you get to that place, there are very large columns and candelabra hanging. And just let me finish this one moment, story, and we will get to you, Carl. So as you walk back to the church, there are columns with pictures on the top, and they are very high up. And our guide told us that what some of the pilgrims were reporting was this one particular picture of Jesus was opening and closing. Yes? Opening and closing the eyes, and to be on alert for it. And I stood there in front of the pictures, and it is a picture of Jesus with his eyes closed. And I looked up at the picture. I didn't move my head. I didn't step on the side one way or the other. And as I stood there, the eyes opened. Other people were with me, and they saw it also. It caused a furor in the group. We probably had about 75 people with us. What was interesting is that some people never saw the eyes open and close, and some did. We were taking pictures madly, as you can imagine. I walked back away from the picture, and I looked up at these face, and there was the eyes closed, and I just stood there waiting, and the eyes opened again. Yes, it was a miracle, my friends. Yes, indeed. And what Jesus was telling us with that miracle is when he was here 2,000 years ago, he met you. He met you because he walked the earth as you walked the earth. Many of you lived with him during that period of time. And here we are 2,000 years later, and there on his picture, his eyes were opening and closing, and it was a message. And what that message was, is even though I am not here walking with you, I am still aware of you. I still know you. I still see you. That was Yeshua's message. And if we're having trouble with interference on the line, may we be changed to another line, Donald? We have a caller here. Your name, please?
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
What you've been sharing with us.
What'd you say, dear?
I said that was beautiful what you've been sharing with us.
Oh, wasn't it, though?
Very.
Doesn't it just melt your heart?
Yes.
And so how are you feeling this Christmas, Sharon? Are you feeling joyful or are you feeling not so joyful?
I'm feeling much struggle.
I know. I sensed it in your voice. That's why I asked. And why do you think you're struggling, Sharon?
Because of my situation. I am disabled, and my home, in my heart, I would love to stay here, and I'm trying to create additional income, but I have this constant fear that I'm going to lose my home, and I'm afraid I'm going to manifest that if I don't get a handle on this.
That's one of the things that I did want to tell you, and you already know that when you are in fear, it is almost impossible to manifest what you wish to manifest. What I would suggest that you do, Sharon, is, are you familiar with my website,
yes.
Metatron Minutes?
Yes.
I want you to go to Metatron Minutes, and I want you to register for the free conference call.
I already have.
Good. Now, we had one. Were you on the one the last time when
yes,
you were
I
Metatron?
Was.
Okay. Because that was the first one that he is explaining about manifesting prosperity. And there will be a series of four. So register for that second one, because I would suggest that you attend all four to be helpful to you. Now, let's talk for a second. Oh, Yeshua has stepped in. He wants me to stop my train of thought, because what he says is, if I hold a space for you, Sharon, that he is going to remove the feelings of fear that you are having.
Thank you.
And what he is saying is, do you know how to look within your heart?
No.
Well, then put your consciousness there, he is saying. And first of all, feel his love. He is sending you his love into your heart, Sharon. Are you feeling anything?
Yes.
What are you feeling, darling?
Love.
Yes. He's sending his love into your heart. So first of all, he wanted to tell you, Sharon, that he loves you.
I love you.
And you are special. That's the first thing that you have to understand. And the second thing is, if you allow him to come into your heart, he will walk with you through these trials.
I do.
Yes. Now, what he is saying, Sharon, is this fear that you are feeling has to do with some past lifetimes. There is energy of trauma. There is energy of terror when you were killed in a past lifetime. And there is this fear coming forth because it is time to release that. And he is saying, trust him. And turn this fear over to him, and he will clear this trauma that you are feeling. Turn it over to him. He is there to accept it.
I want to give it to him.
Huh?
I want to give it to him.
Yes, just hand it to him, he says, because he will take this and he will transmute it. He will turn it into another form of energy. Just turn it over, and as you do, feel the peace that he returns to you. What he is doing is, he is replacing the feelings of fear with the emotion of peace.
I already felt my heart being lifted.
Good. Are you feeling the peace yet?
It's coming.
Good. Allow it to come. Intend to open up your heart wider so you can accept all of this peace that he is sending you. Peace and love, he is saying, I give to you, Sharon. Can you feel the peace?
Yes.
Good. Anytime something comes up that you are tempted to go into fear, remember that moment, he is saying, when the peace and the love, his peace and love, entered your heart this day. Do you think you can do that?
Yes.
This will take practice because you have many things around you that are making you feel threatened. And when you feel threatened, go within your heart. Remember this feeling of peace and love. This is Yeshua's peace and love, and it is his gift to you. And feel that so that you can materialize, manifest the income that is possible. How do you feel now, Sharon?
I feel loved.
Of course. We are all loved. The Creator loves us so dearly. Because you have particles of the Creator in your soul. Did you ever think about that?
Yes.
Yes. You hold the particles of the Creator in your soul.
I've just had my heart so blocked for so long.
I know, and it's open now. Isn't it wonderful?
Carolyn, she worked with me for quite a while, up until the time she crossed.
Oh, you mean Caroline, yes.
She did so much for me, so unconditionally, and I love her.
I know, Caroline, dear soul. She works with me now, too.
I thought she might.
Yes. She works with Charlene also.
I'm not surprised. She loved you both. She always talked about you both.
And we love her still. Matter of fact, I see her now. Caroline is standing there next to Yeshua. Caroline says she has a message for you. She's not going to put it through me. She's going to send it directly into your heart. See if you can hear her message.
You can do it, Sharon.
I love it. Oh, my. Well, you got three of us telling you that. Caroline told you, Yeshua told you, and I'm telling you. Now, do you think you can have a happier and more loving Christmas?
Yes.
Go play some beautiful Christmas music. Something like Silent Night, something beautiful, something uplifting. And just know that the Christ child is not only with your heart, in your heart, but that Yeshua himself walks with you. Yeshua sent to you his peace and his love. And like Caroline said, you can do it. Everything is going to be okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear.
I love you all.
I know, we love you too.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And so, my friends, miracles are all around us if you just open up your hearts and you allow them. Miracles are with us every moment, every second, every heartbeat if we are willing to open up our hearts to love. The number here is 877-876-5227. And so the word now is preparation. You're going about preparing if you're the one fixing Christmas dinner. Preparation. Going to the stores, buying the food, buying presents. All of that is wonderful. Sort of like Mary and Martha, you know. Yeshua was in their home, and one was very busy preparing, and the other just sat at his feet listening to what he had to say. And when the one who was very busy preparing things rebuked the one who just sat there and took in all that Yeshua was, he said she had chosen the better way. And so my question to you is, are you choosing the better way? Are you opening up your heart to what Yeshua might say to you? Are you willing to take the moment and go into the silence of your heart and meditate on the Christ child? Are you willing? Because if you open up your heart and you invite him in, he will surely come in as Sharon opened up her heart to receive him, and he was there. He stands within the midst of your heart, if you allow it. And what happens when that occurs is everybody else opens up their heart to you too. You start meeting people who resonate with your energy. You see people who show you the kindness, where it is actually a mirror of what you are. You know, we all hold mirrors for one another, and what you give out will be reflected. Remember that. If you can find the gentleness of the Christ child, the love of the Christ child, and you send it out, all of those around you will mirror it back to you, because that's the way it works. We only have maybe another 10 minutes. Call in if your heart is full of joy and you wish to share that with the audience. And call in like Sharon, if your heart is not filled with joy, and let us see what we can do with it. While someone decides to call, I will tell you about another scene when I came back from Israel. It was Christmas time, and the Christmas lights had been put up on my property. And I have a lot of trees here that we decorate. And there is one tree that has long needles on it. And if you know about long-needled evergreens, you know that there is a softness to the needle that if they are not, the lights are not put on properly, the wind can easily blow them off. And that's what happened. There were so many lights on the tree, but there was one line that was loose, and the wind blew the line off. And so my daughter was leaving the house, and she says, "Mom, you have an angel in that tree." And sure enough, nobody could ever duplicate this. The line that had blown off of the tree revealed an image of an angel in lights. It's a tall tree, and this was a tall angel. And she held within her hands what looked like a basket, and in that basket I could see all of the blessings that she held for me and all of those who walked in and out of the house that Christmas. And when I went to bed at night, I would look out the window and I would see the angel of lights on that tree. And I knew that her basket of blessings that she held was for me also. You know, my friends, there's angels all around us. They could be in the Christmas lights. They could be in the smile of someone that you love. It could be in some trivial thing that maybe someone was thinking of you and brought you a cup of tea when you were tired. We can miss these angels if we're not open to them. If the one comes up to you and rubs your back knowing that you're tired, know that that is an angelic deed. Someone caring and comforting you. Don't be so busy that you're not aware of all of these angel touches, that you might not be aware of the angels peeking through human faces. Don't be so unaware that you miss the songs of the angels. That's maybe singing on some midnight clear during one of these days. You might hear it in the wind. Of course, you might just hear the angel songs in your heart, because this, my friends, is a magical time. It is the magical time of Christmas. It is the magical time when it is one of the few times in the year when love is all that is important. Whether it is giving a gift, whether it is holding a vigil, whether it is sharing your time with some shut-in, whether it is reading a story to a child just because you wish to please them. Take the time. Slow down, my friends. Listen. Watch. Be aware. You might have angels everywhere showing themselves to you. And you might even have someone walking through your front door that carries this Christ child in their hearts also. Because what happens is, as we move around with all the people that we come in contact with, we share that energy. That was Yeshua's promise to us on the conference call, that those who receive that gift will be sharing it with everyone that they see, everyone that they meet, and everyone that hears their voice. And that is what I offer to you. My friends, we have 5 more minutes. There must be someone out there who is listening who would like to either share a story of an angel. They might have a tradition about Christmas that they wish to speak about, or they might have a sadness that fills their heart. And while we are waiting, if someone chooses to call, consider the website MetatronMinutes.com. We have a free newsletter. You can ask questions. Lord Metatron holds the keys between God and the consciousness of humanity. And that is why he makes that statement that he has come. He's here to elevate our consciousness, to help us understand those things that lower our vibrational rate. He is there to increase our vibrations. This is all part of planning for ascension, you know. Also, we have a conference call that I do with people that's private, where Lord Metatron comes. He has a gift for those people who attend. It is quite a remarkable gift. He answers the questions, and it is an interactive conference call. So if you feel that you have some problems that you wish to discuss and heal and have answers for with Archangel Metatron, he is there for you. Also, consider joining our conference calls. We have a conference call with Archangel Mikael, with Lord Metatron, and many other individuals come from the voices from heaven. We have a wide variety of people who join us and work with us, and it truly is a blessing what you receive. What they teach us is to look into the other side, to feel them, to feel their love, to know that they care. We also work with planetary service, healing the earth. We work with a standing wave, and that is quite remarkable, my friends, I will tell you. We work with a standing wave, and we can see results that happen. We work in the troubled spots in the world. And so you can come, and they have gifts for us, personal gifts. And also you feel great joy in working for the planet. Well, we have one more minute. And if you had intended to call, it is too late now. But on the other side of the new year, I will be back with Charlene every other Saturday. And we will work with healing on that day. And, of course, every Sunday, we will be here with perhaps Yeshua. It's hard to say who might pop in. Archangel Mikael, Master Kathumi, Pope John Paul, Mother Mary. It's hard to tell. Tune in, because the Advanced Master will come according to the energies that is coming in for the season. My heart and love go out to you until the next year. This is Carolyn Ever signing out for now. Blessings to you all. And peace and love.